Il 28 ottobre 2015 abbiamo riportato i microfoni di Radio Papesse a Roma, all'interno delle sale espositive del Maxi, per una serie di conversazioni legate alla mostra The Independent Food. Un pomeriggio intenso che abbiamo aperto insieme a Giulia Ferracci, curatrice della mostra, Onaru, direttore del Maxi, e a un ospite inatteso.
Thank you, Carola, to be here with us. You're a very welcome host. This show is a research show that Andrew, who is here next to me, asked to the curators of the museum to develop around the theme of what is the independence group around Italy, but not only Italy, also around Europe. We started together with other two curators. One is Simone Ciglia, who work at the research of this project, and one is Elena Motisi, to develop some aspects related to the independent thinker, how independent thinker can work in our country, and how can they develop the research around some point in which we really trust. These points are basically around a kind of ethical and struggling approach to the culture and to the city. So for this reason, the independent food here in Galleria Gianferrari, in the museum, are three different groups. One is Polinaria, that introduced with future farmers, you also, to be part, to be included in this project. One is Aspramente, which develop a kind of kitchen and a course for chef, for immigrants. And one is the show that we are going to present today, which is introduced by the group, the independent group Interferenze, who work in the south part of the country, and which is very recognized for their approach in terms of musical, sound and food. This is why today we host Ilario Ascoli, Ilario Isola and Enrico Ascoli, who presented three sculptures made by wine, in which the wine is bubbling and somehow translating.
And here I am entering, because it's basically what you're gonna be hearing today in this broadcast are a lot of noises, and part is due to the room we are in, which is a very huge, with high ceiling room with a great resonance. And there is this installation you were just introducing, and we are going to talk about it later on with Ilario and Enrico, and is an installation that basically self-produces noises.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk about it, but if you hear some beeps and like some sort of ducks coming or birds calling from beyond our voices, that's basically Ilario and Enrico's installation.
Yeah, they are coming exactly from here. I would like just to to pass the conversation to Andrew. I think that is quite crucial, Andrew, if you can tell us why you asked to your team somehow to work on this project, and how do you think it's possible to make to make this utopia possible here in this country, in this city, and in this museum? So please tell us more about your thoughts.
Thank you. I think being independent is not a utopia, it's a reality. I think the fact that we are bringing the noises, chicken, cocks, wine, kitchen and so on, and people, of course, it's not the utopia. It's bringing the reality into the museum. I think for us, for the 21st century museum, what is the museum today is a platform that we try to really reconstruct a public forum to express the most creative voices in the society, including, of course, the art community, the architectural community, the intellectuals, and also normal people. In between, I think, especially in Italy, there's a very important tradition in the Italian reality of creativity that it's very much represented by independent initiatives, because in this country there's a long tradition of decentralization, or has never had a real central kind of centralization in terms of representation of cultural activities, neither having a long tradition of centralized institutions. And there are a lot of in-between decentralized infrastructures around the country, and that actually are very much initiated, founded, and organized by the creators themselves.
And sorry if I interrupt you, but one of the main issues, you were saying in Italy, the independent realities, which aren't so often spoken about, are part of the back and bone, I would say, of Italian culture. And so it's quite unusual and refreshing, at least to me, to talk about independent culture inside one of the places that was born and thought and created as extremely institutional. It is the National Museum. So I think it is very, very refreshing. So how can we actually talk about independent culture in dialogue and inside institutional reality like the Maxi Museum?
Well, the Maxi Museum, I think it's not simply a kind of continuation of old-fashioned institutional ideology. I think being a 21st century museum, actually it should be somehow looking into the connection between this new institution and the reality itself, and also really to understand this museum is not simply a temple in which you create a kind of fetishism of surrounding some masterpieces, but it's very much about being a platform, encouraging and representing the reality of creation itself, including the independent. So this is why we decided to open the door of the museum to create a permanent, consistent system, or a consistent program in which the independent, the difference, the alternative are expressed. All this, it's not simply to embrace the dynamic situation, but also is to emphasize the diversity of expressions. I think this is very, very important today for us to understand what a museum is, especially a national museum, how, in which sense the national museum represents the so-called national, what does that consisting of? Then, on the other hand, it's also very important that the creators would feel this is a part of their platform, is the playground for them. This is not a museum that, the top-down museum that simply to order the artist to do things, but instead it's the contribution that the artist or the creators make the identity of the museum. So it's extremely important that we all understand this is a home for creators.
I love the fact that you said creators and not just artists, because here in this, I think this exhibition is a very good example of it, because it does host, yes, rural realities that deal with art, but not only. It's a more, it's a broader sense of creating and instigating, I would say,
yes,
culture. And maybe on this note, we have a special guest at the table that could, I guess, jump in. I don't know, Julia, do you want to introduce our very special guest?
Yeah, it's a very special guest, very special surprise. He is a friend of us, We are in touch in terms of developing ideas also around the museum and around the city. And is Bartolomeo Pietromarchi. Ciao Bartolomeo, welcome.
Buongiorno.
Welcome.
So maybe also Bartolomeo, who's very well known in Italy for the project that he developed here in Rome and also in Venice, but especially in Rome with a residency, for example, which was a very nice independent idea into a museum. So it was a residence,
yes,
for artists into an institution, things which is quite unique here in Italy. So could you tell maybe more about this idea and on what does it consist on?
Yes, no, this I totally agree with Andrew that the museum has to change his
role.
Yes, his role, absolutely, especially in these times that institution has a lot of different challenges that they figure out, and and one of them is to has much more be a reality that is permeable to the reality outside, and the fact that we deal with artists and creativity, this is the most important thing. We have to deal not just with the object, with the results of what is the process of art, but also with the process which is behind, so the beginning, the project, the starting point. So that's why in the macro, when I was director of the Macro Museum in Rome, I decided to transform some exhibition spaces in a studio of artists. So just not making a normal artist residence, but making the artist as the center of the life of the museum. So it was not just to giving them the space, but to let the artist be the real center of what this was the program of the museum. So the artists were doing workshops, the artists were making studio visits, and all these things that were around his activity.
Yeah.
And
sorry if I interrupt,
yes.
And I like this idea very much, and I think it is a good parallel to that. Could be the one of the first exhibition that on how to curate it here at the Maxi, which was Open Museum, Open
yes.
City, taking away what is usually associated with a contemporary art museum, so taking away the artifacts and bringing in sound, so challenging the people to experience the space and the museum in a different way, the same way, the same thing that happened, you know, for visitors finding an artist residency inside the macro. So trying to find different ways to actually live and experience the space, which is very similar to what is actually happening here with
yes.
all the people sitting around us with headphones. So I don't know, in your opinion, the two of you, which is the most important trigger for trying to have people experience a space like the museum, like a playground, like Andrew said at the very beginning? So this is a question for the two of you.
Well, I think the trigger comes, number one, with the necessity of making museums. It's now very fashionable, very trendy to have superstar architects to build iconic buildings, right, as a museums. But what does that mean to, number one, the creativity of the place, number two, the society, number three, the artists themselves, right? And I think that this kind of so-called iconic buildings, it's generally considered as a object of fetishism, of a consumerism culture, a culture of what we have to accept as a reality dominated by the so-called neoliberal ideology and together with the whole value system. I think culture has the necessity, has an ethical obligation to develop a critical perspective in this reality, not to say to replace it, not to say to simply to subvert it. I think it's about introducing a critical possibility to understand this reality, and what culture can do for us is to develop this critical point of view of life. In this condition, I think all these buildings from within, we need to introduce something which is already very classical. It's the connection between art and real life, which is not invented today. It's been a long tradition coming together with the invention of modernity itself. That another very contradictory aspect of modernity itself, it was emphasized in the time of the 60s, 70s, and together with the whole civic movement, the development of a social consciousness about freedom, about openness, about also values beyond the material, right? And all this has been very important for the arts. And how much we can bring this back to a time, a reality in which it's completely dominated by the logical consumption, right, of materials. And in also, especially in the moment that this logic actually, it's going into a crisis itself. And we can see the consequence of social division, the economic crisis, and so on. And I think in this context, how much a cultural institution, especially a public cultural institution, should do something to develop our critical consciousness to help everybody to face the real life. And in the meantime, to generate a new foundation for artistic creation. I think this is essential. So the reason it sounds great, very, very big, but also it's very real to us.
Yes, I totally agree, and I will just point out also the fact that when you're changing the role of the institution from this, what Andrew was saying, from this perspective of presenting something, no, something frontal, and you begin to start to also to listen. So you put yourself, the institution, in a position of listening. And that's really, really important, because that's the real change of the relation between the producer and the one who and the public. Because nowadays the shift and the difference is much more it's blurred. And this is the way to understand what you're doing. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here and for starting this conversation with us. Because today's this afternoon is gonna be a long afternoon of conversations, and I think reflecting a little bit on the role of the institution and the museum as a trigger for independent thinking, because I think that yes. the point is to call it not independent culture but independent thinking is really, really, really important. So thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And
thank
for
you.
Hosting us, actually.
Grazie. We are very happy to have you here, because this is not simply a hosting. I think it's a sharing. Thank you.